I'm Paul Giancarlo.
And I'm Mary Schaefer.
We're about to go off on our Ashland Food Project food pickup. It's a big day today because we expect to hit the 1 million pound mark of food collected in Jackson County since we began in 2009. We go out every 2 months and go to our neighbors' homes and pick up a bag of food, which they are donating to the Ashland Emergency Food Bank. When they go shopping, they pick up an item of food and put it in their green bag, and then every 2 months we go around and pick it up for them, bring it to the food bank. So let's go do it.
All right, guys.
So, you know, I was thinking we could just go on down.
My name is Gabriel, and I'm 10, I guess.
My name's Rio. I'm 10. I live in Ashton, Oregon. We first started it like 5 years ago, and we just went around with a radio flyer that I don't think we have because it's like wheels broken off and stuff. It just went around our neighborhood.
Well, here we have a bunch of empty green bags with little red cards attached to each one, which thank people and also tell them when the next pickup is. So we leave everybody an empty bag when we pick up their full one. And if they're not there, we have a little note saying, sorry, we missed you, and give us a call if you want to donate. I'll just drive down the street here, and Mary and the boys will go on a treasure hunt. All right, you ready to start picking up, G?
Yep.
First time I've ever had to do this in the ice, in the snow. Rio, are you going to get this side? I'm going to pull up. Don't jump out until I stop.
You want to go up this side?
If they're not there, knock on the door. When you've been doing it long enough, you start to find out about what's going on in the neighborhood. And like this person here, her husband died about a year and a half back. And he was the one that handled getting the food ready for us. We knocked on the door, and someone who we didn't know answered the door, and we said, we're here for the food pickup, and they said, oh, he died last week. Then someone came and said, no, he prepared the bag. Before he died, he prepared the bag. And, oh, my God, I was just in tears, you know. This.
Okay, thank you.
Jim Figgith.
And Karen Figgith.
Right from the get-go, we've been signed up and doing it. It's just such a good cause for the city. We know so many people that are struggling around here that need food so bad. So,
and that's what we're called to do by the Lord. They create the service. All we do is fill up the bag. They take it to the food bank, and it helps people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts the community back in touch with the fact that there are a lot of people who don't have enough, and that's how we got started with this, because my kids, who were 5 at the time, didn't really understand that there are some families that don't have enough food. They were amazed when they found that out.
Next one is 860 on the left.
860.
When we started, we had 3 goals. One was to create a sustainable supply of food for the food bank. The second was building community. And the third was creating a model that could be used outside of Ashland, because we knew it was something that was a good idea. So we wanted to figure out how to do it and then try to pass it on to other communities.
Hi, Len.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
It started here in Ashland in 2009, and then in 2010, some people in Talent got one going there. And then I think a year later, Medford Food Project started, and then Eagle Point. I think there's 20 some communities now across the country that are doing it. Same thing, picking up on the same day.
I think the part of the process that you'll really enjoy is the food bank itself. You have volunteers from little ones to different people from different churches to the elderly, and it's like a beehive in there where everybody's figuring out, you know, how to sort the food and stock the shelves, and there's something about it that's pretty magical and very rewarding. I think you're in for a treat.
Hey, I can do that.
Yeah, oh my God, we're running out of food.
I'm Pam Marsh.
I'm the manager here. So our job at the food bank is to collect food and then mainly to distribute it to folks who come in who are in need. So we were going for 41 years, and we were scraping around in food drives, largely holiday-oriented food drives, to fill the shelves. But then the Ashland Food Project started 4 years ago and really turned upside down our business model, essentially, because now we get food every 2 months from these wonderful food drives. It fills our shelves, and it gets us almost through 2 months, not quite. I mean, we're still, the demand has been growing over the past year. But were it not for the food project, I don't know what we'd be doing. We'd really be scraping around. We had a woman come in last week who said, "Thank God you're here. I've never been here before, but I had pneumonia. I missed a week of work," which meant she meant missed a week of wages. "And my sister told me about this place. I don't know what I would have done." Now, we may never see that woman again, likely. And she's living paycheck to paycheck, but she's figured out how to make it. Or we may see her at another moment of crisis.
Congratulate this donor for delivering the 1,000,000th pound collected in Jackson County since we started collecting food in 2009.
To me, it feels really good because it's a way that my family and I can do something on a regular basis that is direct. I mean, the food that we're collecting today will be eaten tomorrow by somebody in our community. You know, it takes a lot of people to make it happen, and that's what's so inspiring, is that it's many people doing a little to make a huge impact.